You're listening to SBS News.
The political drama in the United States surrounding adult film star Stormy Daniels has taken another twist. In February, US President Donald Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, admitted to paying $130,000 to Stormy Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, before the 2016 election. The payment was an attempt to keep the porn star quiet about an alleged affair between her and the president. At the time, Mr. Trump denied any involvement or knowledge of the hush money. But that all came undone when President Trump's legal aide and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani let the truth slip in a live interview with Fox News.
They funneled it through the law firm.
Funneled through the law firm, and the president repaid it. Talking about the $130,000 payment, that was money that was paid by his lawyer, the way I would do, out of his law firm funds or whatever funds, doesn't matter. The president reimbursed that over a period of several months.
In the interview, Mr. Giuliani insisted no campaign funds were used to pay the adult film star.
Having something to do with paying some Stormy Daniels woman $130,000, I mean, which is going to turn out to be perfectly legal. That money was not campaign money. Sorry, I'm giving you a fact now that you don't know. It's not campaign money. No campaign finance violation.
In a series of tweets, President Trump admitted he paid his lawyer Michael Cohen a monthly retainer to reimburse him for the money paid to Stormy Daniels. He also said claims that he had an affair with Ms. Clifford are false and extortionist. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders reiterated to White House reporters President Trump's claims he had no knowledge of the payment at the time.
As Mayor Giuliani stated, and I'll refer you back to his comments, this was information that the president didn't know at the time but eventually learned.
Ms. Huckabee Sanders also denied she had any knowledge of President Trump's involvement in the payment prior to Rudy Giuliani's interview.
Again, I gave you the best information that I had. The allegations the president has denied and continues to deny.
Why can't you just answer yes or no whether you were in the dark? I think it's a fairly simple question whether you just didn't have the information.
I think it's a fairly simple answer that I've given you actually several times now. They gave you the best information that I had, and I'm going to continue to do my best to do that every single day.
Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti says the public should be disappointed by these latest revelations.
You should be disgusted by what has happened in connection with the lies that you have been told over the last 3 months about this payment.
Whether campaign money was or wasn't used, some analysts believe these latest revelations are further evidence the payment to Stormy Daniels violated federal law. Mark Sherman is a Supreme Court writer for news agency Associated Press.
Trump's acknowledgement that he reimbursed Cohen for the payment and statements made today by Giuliani basically saying, imagine if this had come out in the weeks before the election during the last debate, what that would have been like. That the combination of those things strengthened the case that this payment was a violation of campaign finance law. They say that it's clear that the money was paid to her as a way of trying to influence the election by keeping her silent.
Stephanie Clifford has two ongoing lawsuits against the president. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.